Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 218 on Rock and Rio United. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour show. So this week, got in store some new stuff, some old stuff, and some surprises. But to kick things off, here's Behemoth with Modern Iconoclast. Behemoth first up there, which comes from the Zoos Kaya Cultus album, I think it's pronounced, from 2002. That was around the time I sort of discovered Behemoth, and absolutely brilliant. It was when they turned into more of a death metal band. Great stuff, great back catalogue, even their black metal stuff's good as well. And their new stuff, some of it's getting a bit silly, but it's still some good stuff in there. And straight after that was Watchtower with Instruments of Random Murder from the Control and Resistance album from 1989. What brought that one to mind? I seen this one, a guy online doing one of these bass run-throughs off the track Control and Resistance. Absolutely brutal, sort of. It's like it's taking years to learn it. It's one of them ones you just want to take a hammer to your fingers. So on to something new. Mantar are back, the two-piece German. Discovered these guys at Hellfest a load of years ago. They were just absolutely brilliant. Mid-afternoon, half-pissed, walked into the tent. Whoa, that's a choir racket. So anyway, this is a track called Principle of Command, which comes from their new album, Post-Apocalyptic Depression. And following up, Mantar was Imperial Triumphant from their new album. That was a track called Pleasure Dome, which comes from their new album Gold Star. This track also features Dave Lombardo, of course, of Slayer fame, and Thomas Hack from Meshuggah. So a couple of birthdays from 1987, albums released around this time. First up is King Diamond, who's playing later on in the year, and a couple of dates in the UK with Paradise Lost, and on two others, is it supporting? I'm not sure who the other band is, but he's doing the festival. Not, you can't beat the king. Here's a track called Lurking in the Dark from the Fatal Poetry album from 87.
Forever, carry on.
After King Diamond, that was Manowar with Carry On from Fighting the World from 87. They actually played Belfast that year, 9th of June. The only reason I remember that because the day after my birthday, it was 14. Day before, sorry. So you can work out me in that. Great stuff. Always loved that Manowar album and Carry On. It's a quirky wee tune, but I really like it. So on to something new, Jerry Cantrell, new solo album out called I Want Blood. And this is a track called Off the Rails.
Yeah. rising. The ground is shaking and the fires are burning. Oh, down in the bad streets. He's trying, yeah. Stood on the hill with the tears in his eyes. Oh, under the poison.
And keeping the theme of two for one, that was Circus of Power with a track called Shine from their 1992 album Magic and Madness. And as you could hear there, it was Ian Astbury for The Cult on vocals, and Jerry Cantrell produced that, and he actually played some guitar on that song, and he produced some of the album too. Great record, you can get your hands on it. Circus of Power, first few records are brilliant. I don't know if they've released anything in recent years. I know they reformed for some gigs and things, but yeah, well worth checking out. So this week's entertainment's going to be Grand Magus Nopeth in Glasgow. So let's get in the mood and kick things off with Silver into Steel from the Iron Will album from 2008.
We'll be right back.
And after the Grand Magus, that was Tokyo Blade with Night of the Blade from the album Night of the Blade from 1984. And I see they've just got a new album out. I've seen a guy online and I know that he's quite a fan. I didn't realise they had so many albums. I've got a couple. I've got that one there and like a sort of retrospective anthology thing, which have demos and whatnot from a load of years back and some other EP. But be interested to check some more out because I've seen them live and I really enjoyed them. So on to some French brutality. First up's Aggressor. Had a 7-inch of theirs for years, and then I realised I had one of their albums there recently as well. That's a good slab of thrash. This is from 1990, and a track called Voices from Below from the Never Ending Destiny album.
Sometimes not well. Perhaps it's not fine. Who let it out? The most
And keeping it all French, that was Merciless with Substance of Purity from the Abject Offerings album from 1992. And it's an album I really enjoy, but I haven't listened to it in a long, long time. And I dug it out there last week and hasn't lost any of its bite, that's for sure. And then I went online just to check out, see what else is in their back catalogue. And I seen the price of it and I couldn't believe it. Unbelievable. Good luck to you if you want to fork out that sort of money for them sort of albums. So let's take the foot off the gas a bit and get the hair teased up a wee bit. And this is Warrant with Uncle Tom's Cabin from the Cherry Pie album from 1990. I know we're not allowed to sing Cherry Pie anymore, seemingly, because... But anyway, this is Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Change my life.
keeping it in that realm, that was Slaughter with Spend My Life from the Stick It To You album from 1990. Oh, I played that album to death when it came out. I loved it. Had it on one side of the tape, and I can't remember. I think it was possibly the Damn Yankees on the other side. It was just one of them tapes, just always in the Walkman. Well, one of the tapes that was always in the Walkman, I always had my pockets full of tapes, or a bag with me full of tapes. Still got them all. So anyway, that brings the end of another show, and I'm going to end with Opeth, the big headliners for Sunday night in Glasgow. Really looking forward to it, but going over on Saturday, but there's no other gigs on. Queens of the Stone Age, tribute act, it's, the real thing's not that good. I can't see how good a tribute act would be, but I'm sure we'll find something to do over there. But anyway, this is the Lotus Eater from the Watershed album from 2008. So until next week, enjoy yourselves, and I hope you all enjoyed the Biohazard Pantera gigs last week. I had an absolute blast. Took me to about Wednesday to recover from it. That's the only thing. Getting too old for this. Carry on. Two nights on the rip. But anyway, look after yourselves. So
Thank you.